Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about planting seeds and in a way that maybe you haven't thought about it before. I'm going to read you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 35. Here's what we read. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. Some people are still under the romantic notion that the early church was an idyllic garden of Christianity. It didn't have any pests or weeds. And we know that the early Christians had an active living faith and a spiritual life that we would love to get back to. But they also had their problems. And Paul addressed one of those problems right here in 1 Corinthians 15, where it seems that some among the Corinthian Christians doubted or denied the resurrection of the believer. Therefore, Paul wrote, someone will say. And when he wrote that, he asked a question that some of the Corinthian Christians were asking. You see, they wanted to know, how are the dead raised up? Paul didn't really answer this question in the following verses because the answer is obvious. God raises the dead. As Paul said to Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, why should it be thought incredible to you that God raises the dead? But they also wanted to know, and with what body do they come? Paul answered this question with the analogy of the seed, explaining that our bodies are like seeds that grow into resurrection bodies. When you bury the body of a believer, you're sowing a seed that will come out of the earth as a resurrection body. This means that the Christian looks at death in an entirely different way. No one likes the sound of the coffin lid closing. And the farmer doesn't like the act of scattering seed on the cold, dry earth just for its own sake. Nevertheless, no farmer weeps when he sows his seed because he sows in genuine confidence of a future harvest. At the open grave, the Christian should have the same confidence when that seed is planted. Our loved ones in the Lord are not lost. They are sown as seeds are sown. The seed analogy gives us more than hope. It also helps us understand the nature of our resurrection body. Paul describes it like this. You do not sow the body that shall be, but God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. When you plant a wheat seed, you don't get growing out of the ground a great big wheat seed. Instead, you get a stalk of wheat that grows up from the planted seed. So even though our resurrection bodies come from our present bodies, we should not expect that they will be the same bodies as before or just improved bodies. Now, they will be undeniably connected to our present bodies, yet in a more glorious form than ever. The resurrection body of Jesus was connected to his previous body in appearance and in general material nature. He was no phantom. He was not a ghost. Yet his resurrection body was more than just a fixed-up version of his previous body. Something had fundamentally changed in its nature because it was described as a flesh and bone body instead of the far more typical phrase flesh and blood body. In addition, Jesus remains in his resurrection glory without aging or diminishing in strength, and that is something completely out of the realm of these bodies that we presently know. Like some among these ancient Corinthians, Some people today mock the idea of a resurrection. They say, here's a Christian's body lying in a grave with no casket. The atoms in the body are taken up in the grass and eaten by a cow, and the cow is slaughtered, and another man eats the meat and takes that atom into his body. Where does that atom go in the resurrection? But God does not need every atom of a person's body to make a resurrection body connected to my present body. Since every cell of my body contains the DNA blueprint to make me a whole new body, God can no doubt take one atom of my dead body and make a glorious resurrection body out of the blueprint. Exactly how he will do it and the precise nature of the connection between the present body and our resurrection body, well, that still remains cloudy on this side of eternity. But the full assurance that he will perform it is crystal clear. God has saved us, is saving us, and will save those who trust in Jesus, and he will save them completely. He'll save them soul, spirit, and body. You can trust in that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.